how are you?
I am very, very well. No, you have a reverence side to you, of course.
I do, of course. And but the thing is that we're a couple, and like lots of couples, when we get in from a stressful day at work, a lot of us like to have a glass of wine. We're not massive drinkers, but it's not always tea in our mug, let's confess. And so, like lots of people in January, we're thinking again about how we can perhaps move a little more, eat a little less and drink a little less for those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, research has been done by Drink Aware, and they're forever encouraging us to drink sensibly. And sadly, and certainly in this part of the world, and I'm sure where you are as well, awareness of sensible drinking is not something that all of us can put our hands up and say, yeah, I'm with you on this.
No, I don't think all of us are aware. And Graham, you've been looking at units, haven't you, and thinking about how many units you drink?
Yeah, I mean, most households have found out that both members drink above the recommended level, so it's quite, I mean, in a way sobering, isn't it, to think about what people are drinking. But we tend to think, well, how can we help each other? And one of the easiest ways is, for instance, like, just buy less alcohol. Cause I find if there's a tinny in the drawer, or if there's a bottle on the shelf, I'll have one.
Would you like to see the prices go up?
Well, I think the most important thing for us as a couple, and the reason why we're talking about it as a couple, is because what the research shows is that if you encourage one another and if you support each other, then you're more likely to succeed in cutting those units. So for us, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily affect it very much if the price altered, but certainly if Graham's not having a glass of wine of an evening, then I probably wouldn't. And, you know, we've also downloaded this brilliant app that Drink Aware have put out. Tell them about the app, Graham, that you've put on your phone recently. He's awful with it. What past the pub and he goes, oh no, if we go in there, you know, counting the apps, counting the units.
That's right, it goes by telling you where you are. So if you go past the place where you've put down as a weak spot on the app, like one of your places where you're tempted to go, be it the supermarket or your favourite pub, it'll buzz in your pocket and warn you that, you know, watch what you're drinking while you're in there.
It sounds like a good idea.
But it is a good idea.
I'm still puzzled as to how two people, one of them, you know, from obviously religious persuasion, who spend a significant amount of their time, or any time we see them on the TV, they're lying on the sofa. They're encouraging us to be fit and healthy and drink less and get out
and
about and get exercise.
Well, we don't watch telly all the time, you know. We do get out and about as well. But the point of this is that it's about supporting and encouraging one another. It's not about being judgmental, and abstinence won't work for everybody. So just doing a little less and keeping an eye on one another is a really good idea. And so I wouldn't presume to tell Graham what to do, and I don't think he'd tell me, but a gentle encouragement and a word in each other's ear, because we love one another, is a really good thing.
But kid, you do wear the trousers, don't you?
I've got a skirt and tights on at the moment. I'm not sure what you mean.
I wonder what you've done to mine over there, outfit.
Well, you sort of call the shots. You know, Graham does what Kate says.
Go on, Graham. You don't need me to defend you.
No, of course not. If I'm not happy about what she's doing, I'll tell her. So
it's the quiet ones you have to watch, you know, Frank. It's the quiet ones you have to watch.
How did you ever get that gig on Gogglebox? How does that work?
I did a flash mob that went viral on YouTube that got 7 million hits, and the producers of the show saw that and thought, oh, let's get her on. She looks like fun. And then they met Graham and
I used to watch the show, and you didn't.
You were a massive fan, weren't you, before we watched it?
I said, oh, yeah.
And so then you met after you started doing the show?
No, not at all. We've been married. How long have we been married now, love?
Oh, 18 years.
Oh, gosh, you won't get that long from there, would you?
So you took the step to go and do it without Graham's okay?
No, of course not. I would never, honestly.
She did ring me up, to be fair.
Yeah, we would never, you know, make a big decision like that in our family. Like the reducing us drinking, we tend to make decisions together. Just because I'm the gobby one, it don't mean that I make all the decisions. We discuss things and support each other and talk things through. And so it was exactly the same with the decision to do Gogglebox.
And do you give a sermon every Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I've got a break from my parish, so I'm taking a little bit of a break to do some writing and some study. But yes, I am a jobbing Church of England priest. Weddings, christenings, funerals, Sunday services, the whole shooting match.
Do you get odd looks when you turn up? I know you're taking a break, but, you know, do you get odd looks if you turn up at something that is parish orientated? People say, hey, is that your woman? Oh, she disappeared like snow off a ditch. Our line went down, but I'm sure she does get the occasional odd look and supportive look as well. But the sound advice there from the Reverend Kate and, of course, from Graham Bottley, who are from Gogglebox, is as a couple approach the drinking issue, the health issue, and I suppose the fitness issue, as you know, as a team, and maybe you can make some progress. I'm just trying to get that line back. No, it's gone. Right, but thanks to Kate and thanks to Graham as well.